Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 11. The divine human incorporation of the consummated God with the regenerated believers. The issue of Christ being glorified by the Father with the divine glory. Monday, related verses. John 14, verses 10 through 11 and 20. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak for myself, but the Father who abides in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if not, believe because of the works themselves. Verse 20. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. John 17, verse 21 and 23. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Verse 23. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. John 15, verses 4 through 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Related reading. God in his divine Trinity is an incorporation. The three of the divine Trinity are an incorporation both in what they are and what they do. The three of the divine Trinity are incorporated by co-inhering mutually. Concerning this, the Lord Jesus said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son, by mutual co-inhering." The three of the divine Trinity are an incorporation also by working together as one. In verses 10b and 11b, the Lord seemed to be saying, "You have seen all the works that I have done. These works were not done by me, for I never did anything of myself. Whatever I did was the Father's work. The Father and I worked together mutually." This working together as one reveals that the divine Trinity is an incorporation. The consummated triune God and the regenerated believers are an incorporation. The Spirit, the third of the divine Trinity as another comforter, being the reality of the Son, the second of the divine Trinity as a first comforter and the embodiment of the triune God, not only abides with the regenerated believers, but also dwells in them. The Son as the first comforter left his believers through his death and came back to be another comforter to them through his resurrection to make them live with him. The consummated triune God and the regenerated believers became an incorporation in the resurrection of Christ. In that day is in the day of the Son's resurrection. You will know that I am in my Father. The Son and the Father are incorporated into one, and you and me. The regenerated believers are incorporated into the Son and into the Father and the Son. And I and you. The Son and the Father is incorporated into the regenerated believers. Here we have three ends. In verse 17, we have a fourth end. The Spirit of reality abides with you and shall be in you. The end of the Spirit of reality in verse 17 is the totality of the three ends in verse 20. Christ's glorification produced an issue, an incorporation. According to the divine revelation in the scriptures, God's work in the universe is to complete his economy, and God's desire in his economy is to have a unique incorporation. The three of the divine Trinity are an incorporation by cohering mutually and by working together as one. This means that the three of the divine Trinity are an incorporation by what they are and by what they do. God's intention is that all the believers of Christ would be incorporated into his incorporation to be an enlarged incorporation. This incorporation is the issue of Christ's glorification. Union and mingling refer to our relationship with the Lord in our life and nature, but not in our person. Humanly speaking, no person can be in another person. But in the divine and mystical realm, the consummated God and the regenerated believers, the persons indwell one another. This is an incorporation. In this universal divine-human incorporation, persons indwell one another, that is, they cohere.